You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What's up, everyone? Happy weekend if you're listening to this on the weekend, or happy weekday if you're listening to this during the week. This is the Best Bits podcast. I'm Morgan, and this is Just the Bits. Make sure you check out part one. It's with Eddie this week. We always have such fun conversations. We talked about high school and our movies we're looking forward to this summer. Plus, we also shared some things about sports going on in our lives right now. So make sure to check out part one with Eddie. But right now, we're going to get into the best bits from this week. Coming in at the number seven spot, Mike D shared the top five movies he's most anticipating this summer. I don't think I said that right. That sounds weird. But it is the movies he's most looking forward to seeing in theaters, and a lot of them I agree with. There's several of them that I hope to get to see very soon, especially one of them. That's all I'm going to say. Also, here you go.
Number seven.
It's summertime now, officially, right?
Oh, yes.
It's like, I mean, it doesn't feel any different, but it is summertime. And so, with summer, all the big blockbusters are coming out. What's the airplane movie called?
Top Gun.
Top Gun came out.
The airplane movie.
I didn't give a crap. Whatever. Tom Cruise is weird to me.
He is very
weird. It's hard
weird.
For me to like any Tom Cruise movie.
Yeah, you have to block that out for Top Gun.
I probably will, yeah. But I did not watch it. But Mike D is our movie guy. And so, Mike, tell everybody what you bought for the summer.
It's a summer pass to a movie theater subscription.
So that means what?
$20 a month, I can go see as many movies as I want.
Oh, not bad.
That's awesome.
That saves so much money. It's so expensive, and he loves going.
But how many movies are you going to in a month?
I probably go to like four or five.
You get popcorn or anything with that?
Nah, just straight movie.
How much does it cost for a movie ticket now?
Probably like $13-14.
So if you go to two, you made your money back.
Yeah, easy.
You're going to go to two movies a month?
Easily. Do a movie podcast.
He's Movie Mike.
Yeah, I guess. But you'd have probably done that anyway.
Yeah, I would have.
He knows he's not off for the summer, right? Like, we still work. It's not like school.
I think he does this anyway. Okay. Oh, yeah. You know we're... Yeah, yeah,
we're still
it's
working.
Not summer vacation. So you have your list of what?
Top five movies I'm anticipating this summer.
Are they all blockbusters?
Yes, big movies.
All right, number five, Mike D.
Jurassic World Dominion. It's the final in this trilogy, but all the original people from the first one are coming back.
Dominion?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
It's just the name of the movie.
Okay. So all the people, is Goldblum going to be there?
Yeah, Jeff Goldblum, Sam Neill, and nice. Laura Dern.
I just had never cared. I saw the first one. I thought it was fine back in the day, but I just haven't watched any of the other ones.
They're good. They're fun.
Really? Yeah. I don't really care enough. All right, next one.
Lightyear.
Is that Buzz?
It's like the original story of how the real person who inspired the toy.
There's a human?
Yeah, well...
Oh, it's a cartoon.
It's a cartoon, so it's a fictional person, but this would have been the movie that Andy would have seen that would have inspired him to buy the Buzz Lightyear toy.
Okay, number three.
It is Elvis.
Oh, yeah, that one I would go see.
Looks so good.
I've been seeing great reviews about it. Like, some of his family have said that they really kind of captured who he was.
Apparently, he got a 10-minute standing ovation at the end of some film festival, but every year it's like, they stood up for 8 minutes, 72 minutes. I think they just do that crap.
See how long they can stand up?
Yeah, I think it's like, all right, everybody stand up. Let's just clap till we're tired. That looks good.
Yeah, that comes out on June 24th.
Yes. Is it on streaming services at all or just theaters? Just,
these are all theaters.
I got to get me a subscription. Dang it. All right, number two.
It is a movie called Nope from director Jordan Peele. He did Us.
Nope.
Nope.
As in no, but nope.
Yeah, nope.
Scary?
Yeah, it's like a modern horror movie. He's the guy who did Get Out and Us.
I liked his movies, and I don't like scary movies, but I like those two.
Yeah, they're like psychological thrillers. So this is the kind of horror movie I'm really into right now, and this is looking like it's going to be really good.
Ask me if I'm going to watch it in theater.
You watching the theater?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
What's it about, though? Do you know?
It's about basically aliens coming down and taking over like this California ranch.
That is about every girl that I asked to date ages 15 to 26. It's not that?
Not that.
Okay. So aliens come down at a ranch?
Yeah.
I like that.
It comes out on July 22nd.
All right. And the number one movie Mike's anticipating this summer.
Well, Marvel movies are my favorite, and Thor Love and Thunder comes out on July 8th, and I think this is going to be one of the best Marvel movies probably in the last 5 years.
Thor, I'm kind of lukewarm on the character.
I think he's very underrated.
I liked the first one pretty good. I kind of got bored with him. I liked Fat Thor.
Oh, yeah, that was
fat
funny.
Fat Thor's awesome. They should do that movie.
Fat Lazy Thor?
Yeah, Fat Thor on coming at you August 3rd. So he's not Fat Thor anymore.
No, he gets ripped up for this one.
He's ripped up for all of them.
But I mean, like, in the movie, you see him go from that transformation from Fat Thor.
Oh, he is Fat Thor in the movie?
Yeah, he starts
I'm in.
As Fat
Sign Thor. Me up. I'll leave when he's normal, but I'm in for the first fat part. All right, Mike, appreciate that.
Yeah.
There he is. Movie Mike, and you can check out Movie Mike's podcast, which is called Movie Mike's Movie Podcast.
That is it.
All right, Mike, appreciate that.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Everybody has a rough day every now and again, okay? Like, we just all go through it. We're human. And Amy decided to share hers with all of us, and it was quite the chaotic morning, so much so that the cops showed up at her house. So I'm just going to let her tell that story for you.
Number six.
Okay, let's talk about this because Amy comes into the studio freaking out this morning because she's like, I think the cops are coming to my house. Did they come to your house?
Yes.
What happened?
Well, I found out after the fact that they did, in fact, arrive. So my phone wasn't plugged in all the way. So, you know, I charge my phone at night and I go, but the outlet in the wall, it wasn't plugged into the wall, but I didn't know that.
So you charged your phone into nothing.
So I'm thinking all night it's charging. Mm-hmm. Not only that, I decide to listen to, you know, some noise making stuff, which killed my phone. Like, it made it die way sooner. And I guess in the middle of the night, my phone died. My alarm didn't go off. I'm shocked I made it here on time. And so I had about 5 minutes to get ready and get out the door. And I open the door to run to the car, and my house alarm goes off.
But it doesn't go, ew, ew, ew. It's like a more of a silent
alarm.
It's
more subtle at first. It's like, boop. It's like giving you the however long to enter your code.
Oh, yeah, like 60 seconds.
Yeah. Only problem is I don't know the code for the keypad. I have an app on my phone for my alarm.
You don't know the code inside your house in case your phone
dies? I
thought
I did, but when you enter it wrong, it does not like
that. But don't they call you and go, hey, your phone's going off.
Yeah,
what's
but
your
my
password?
Phone's dead.
Oh, that's
remember?
True.
This is the...
Oh, no.
All of this goes back to the fact that my phone is dead.
Okay.
So, but if I can just get out the door, I won't be late to work. Because what happens if we're late to work?
You have to go home.
Exactly. We get sent home. And I'm like, I am not going to be sent home and I'm not going to be late.
On an incident like that, though, that's one you
yeah,
get
but
under-
I had no way to call you because I didn't
true
have time
too.
To charge my
oh,
phone.
Oh, no. Go
like,
ahead.
So I actually am questioning my judgment at this point. But this should also show you how dedicated I am to getting here on time. Because this alarm just starts blaring. Like, it is loud. Like, basically, the police are coming.
Wait, you can hear it and you drive off?
Oh, I get in my car and I'm like, you know what? I'm sure, like, my kids are sleeping. Nobody's woken up at this point. And I'm like, well, okay, my husband's not there. And so I back out of the driveway and I head to work. And I'm like,
with the alarm going off?
You're like a bank robber.
Are you out of your mind?
What was I supposed to do? My phone was dead. So listen.
What you do is you go in and plug your phone in. It takes about 2 minutes for the little battery to come back on.
Probably
then
longer.
Then you have 1%. And then when you get that 1%, you call up here and be like, hey, my house alarm's going off. I'll be a few minutes late.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this because, again, questioning my judgment. But I feel like we're all such nervous wrecks about being late to work that I went into, like, fight or flight. And I...
You're not being robbed.
Flight. I took off. I know. But that's,
you went flight? That's funny.
I went flight. Like, the anxiety I felt around, first of all, my alarm not going off. I think I was already just woke up in that mode. And then I was in survival. Whatever I needed to do to take care of myself, which included me leaving my house while the alarm is blaring.
So the cops came to your house.
Yeah, so they did. So,
but you're not there.
I know. But we have someone that
tear gas or tear gas and kicking the door down.
I had someone arriving at the house to eventually help out with the kids and stuff. And so when she got there, the cops were there. And she was like, oh, I hadn't even had a chance to call her to tell her what happened. Because
what's happening? You didn't get here and charge your phone?
I did, but it takes 20 minutes for me to drive to work. And my phone was dead the whole time because I don't have a charger in my car.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
How do you not have a charger in your car?
I am not feeling like a responsible adult right now, but trust me, I am. Just not today.
I just can't believe you left the house with the alarm going.
But who got here on time?
No, I hear you. I don't even care about that. What about your kids who are...
They didn't wake up.
Oh, my God.
Even though an alarm's going off?
Thank goodness. I mean, now I'm worried, like, if there's a fire.
So what did they wake up to? The cops going, hey, you okay?
No, I think, I don't know if Shannon, who helps us, I don't know if she got there like right about the same time. I don't know how it happened, but she texted me and she's like, so the police were here this morning. And like, yeah, I figured that might happen.
What? So, but you got here and charged your phone.
Mm-hmm. And that's when I communicated with
her. On whose charger?
I brought mine from the wall and then plugged it into here.
But you didn't plug it into your car because you can take
something. It takes a special cord in my car. And
you got a cassette player? Like, what's that?
Trust me, I know.
Cutlass? 88 Cutlass? Doesn't allow that or what?
My car has the USB. And you know how new Apple chargers have that teeny tiny because Apple likes to change everything and make it difficult. And my car doesn't have that.
Well, you're okay. Everything's good. Cops are no charges. You're all clear.
Yeah, except for if the police happen to be listening to the show right now and they realize that's my house, they're probably thinking, what kind of a mother are you?
I don't think it's just the police that think that.
I know, and now I'm telling the world. But I'm admitting that sometimes when we're not in our rational brain, we make decisions. Nobody was going to get hurt.
It doesn't make you a bad mom. It just makes you a human who didn't make a good decision. But you at times...
But I was frantic.
But you at times forget... Or disregard.
Mm-hmm. Where are you going with this? Human life?
Hear him out.
Not human life.
My children?
No.
Okay, good.
The ability to make quality decisions.
What? But I got here on time.
I know, but
yeah.
Your priorities were a little out of whack. The time you left your car running for like 3 hours when you went in the garage, you just left it running, remember?
Well, I didn't know it was running. I didn't know. You don't know what you don't know.
That's
like,
true.
What was I supposed to do? Anyway, so if you happen to have something like this happen to you today, don't worry, you're not alone. You probably
hope you are alone, and it's not happening a lot, but that's a good story, and nobody was hurt. I like it.
Nobody
thank you.
Was hurt.
Thank you for being vulnerable and sharing that with us.
Yeah, because I could have kept this all to myself.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you could have just plugged your phone in for 3 minutes at the house.
So but all of this was happening because my phone died and my alarm didn't go off. That's the irresponsible part. I didn't check to see that my charger was plugged into the wall. So if I had called here and said, hey, I'm going to be late because I didn't wake up because my alarm never went off.
No, that's not what you say. Hey, I'm going to be late. My house alarm is going off and cops are coming over here.
Yeah, but I went to the origin. The origin is that I let my phone die and that's irresponsible.
Okay.
And I needed to get here.
Well, go home. Go
so
home
when
now.
You throw the cops punished. In the late story, we're good?
Yeah, as long as you can prove it. Okay. I need a signed slip by the cops going, I was at your house.
Okay.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
Alicia Silverstone was with us this week. She virtually called in and talked about some of the previous acting roles she's done, as well as what all she's changed in her health to be able to be this super energetic and positive person and very healthy person that she is now. And some people are like, what is happening? But I'm telling you, this was so cool to hear about because I've always been a big believer that food is very important in the grand scheme of things with the health of our body. So hearing Alicia talk about it was really awesome, especially when she talked about some of her previous acting roles. So here you go.
Number 5.
Alicia, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, a couple things here. Your podcast, The Real Hill Podcast. So what do you eat generally for you to stay healthy and for you to heal?
Yeah. I stopped eating meat, dairy, sugar. Well, first it was just meat and dairy, and that did everything to begin with. But then I started to understand even more about health and how I could start eating less sugar and less processed foods and really eat whole grains.
I do a lot of relying on Tums and aspirin and Red Bull. I assume Red Bull is not really on the list of things I should probably be crushing daily.
Exactly. Yeah. So that might be working for you right now, but I don't know how old you are. Give you a couple more years, you're going to have some problems.
Yeah, I'm 22. But
you're such a baby. happy.
Yeah, I'm just I look a lot older because all that Red Bull and Tums probably. I'm just guessing though.
You're not really 22, are you?
No, God, no.
I mean, oh my gosh.
I'm like seven.
I can't see the face. You're so far away. You're at a big desk.
Yeah, just trust me. It's a beautiful, young-looking face. It looks 22. Well, let me say this. The podcast is called The Real Hill Podcast.
Yeah.
I do want to talk about the movie too because I love apocalyptic movies. Those are my favorite kind of movies where I wonder, like, after the apocalypse happened, could I survive? That to me is, if it's a TV series or a movie, like, that is my genre of movie, as Lunchbox would say here on the show. And so The Last Survivor is that. It's in that world. Do you think after shooting this movie that you would be someone, because when you talk about how you eat and all the plants, I feel like you'd be pretty good at this already.
How would I survive? I have no idea.
Yeah, would you? I mean, after doing the movie, are you like, man, I can actually do this? Or are you like, nah, I'm good. I like internet and running water.
Living off the grid is very pleasurable for me. When the power goes out and everyone can't use it, it makes me very happy. So yeah, I do. I think I'd be okay at all those things, living off the grid and managing like that. But our movie, Last Survivors, is really interesting, and the relationships are really interesting. And my character has left her children to go live in the woods, you know, and this farm. And I don't think I could do that. I wouldn't leave my baby.
Okay, so I want to do this. If you're cool with it, I have a few general questions that I would like to ask you about your career, and it'll be very quick. Are you game?
Yeah. One fun thing I want to tell you before you do that is that I can't believe that this little movie, Last Survivors, that we made on a shoestring budget has been number one on Hulu. It was on number one on Hulu for like an entire week. And at the same time, senior year, this fun movie I did for Netflix was number one on Netflix. So I had two number one movies at the same time. That was fun.
The other movie on Netflix, is that with Rebel Wilson? I'm just going from memory here.
Yes. She's so funny. Oh,
what is
God.
It like to be? Yeah. Like if you're with somebody who's just hilarious, or are people that we see that we think, oh, they're hilarious in movies, they're really not that hilarious, not on the movie. Like, what is that dynamic like?
Well, Rebel's just a really clever woman. And she's so, when we weren't shooting, we were just sitting there chatting, and she was a very deep, serious person. So yeah, I don't think she's walking around just joking around all the time. She's very, she's got a lot of thoughtful things going on in her mind. I think she studied to be a lawyer. I think she was almost a lawyer. So anyway, I had a really good time with her. I just have a little cameo in the movie, but I loved them. It made me laugh so hard, this film. It's so fun.
All right, here are my final few questions for you. Do you know, you can just say no and be like, that's a stupid question. Do you know your first acting credit listed on IMDb? Because I did like the research, obviously, but I went like super generic. Do you know the first thing they list you as acting in?
Nick and Me?
It's The Wonder Years in 1992. And I've seen every episode. I do not remember you on the show. Do you have a memory of filming that show? I mean, 92, I'm sure you've done so much. I don't remember half the crap I've done last month. I wonder if you remember a random Wonder Years episode from 92.
I do remember being in the hallway where I shot that, and with Fred.
Kevin on the show, yeah. I think, right? Kevin?
That's Savage.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I just wondered if you knew that. That's number one. Number two, my number two question is, so I guess I was in high school, you're Batgirl and Batman, but that suit... That suit looks like it's super hard to move around and live in, especially if you're... Yeah. So how hard is it to actually have to function in a suit that seems like it's wrapped around your entire body for 12 hours at a time?
It sucked. I think we had to put either baby powder all over ourselves, or we had these stockings underneath. I don't remember, but the whole thing was such an ordeal. And when you had to pee, it was such a pain in the butt to get the thing off. It was so epic. And yeah, not fun suit. I'm sure they've improved on the suits since.
And my final question is, you speak French fluently from what I understand. And I have a French minor. Now, with my French minor, I know like six things. And that's all. But I would like to run a few of those six things by you if you are fluent in French.
I am not fluent in French. I have no idea where you
got
that.
Well, let's try anyway, because I ain't either. So let's see what happens here. All right, here we go. Bonjour, Alicia.
Bonjour, Bobby.
Very good. Oh, she's already better than I am. Wow. She said this fact is made up on the internet.
Je suis fatigué.
How about this? Comment allez-vous?
Is that how are you?
I don't know. I just remember saying it over and over again, but I don't remember. Au revoir.
All I've got is qu'est-ce qui se passe?
Yeah, we're about the same. She doesn't speak fluently, guys. I just checked it out. Okay, here's what I want to say. And you have just been a delight to talk with, and thank you. And so the two things I want you to check out, the Real Heel podcast, all the episodes are out there. Episode 11 came out on the 26th. So it's out. They're all out now. Wow. They just all came out. So check them out. And then check out Last Survivors on Hulu, which is really great. The look and the feel of the movie far surpasses the money they spent on it. And that is a testament to how great a job you guys did. So Alicia, thank you for your time. If you could zoom in one more time on my face, I want to leave her with this, Eddie.
You're zoomed.
Yeah, check it out.
You're so cute.
Yeah, thank you. All right, there she is, Alicia Silverstone, everybody. Wow. Yeah. Bye, Alicia.
Yeah.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
We all felt a little disgusted on the show this week. Lunchbox ate Amy's lunch out of the trash can. No, not just like ate Amy's lunch. He ate it out of the trash can. And it was a whole thing when it got brought up on the show. And yeah, I'm going to let you relive this for you.
Number four.
By the way, I hear the Lunchbox eats food out of the garbage in here. Have you heard Lunchbox? You ever seen eating food out of the garbage in this room?
No.
Amy, you put some food in the trash?
Yes. So it was in your office. I threw it away. I was doing some work in there. And then I came back into the main studio to leave. But on my way out, I passed back by your office and I see Lunchbox pulling my food out of the trash. I kept walking because I didn't want to embarrass him. I didn't want to know what was going on. But then I thought, well, I'll just, you know, send it in his prep later and ask.
So why are you smiling so big?
I mean, I did eat it.
Well, hold on. So what did you see, though? How did you know she put food in the trash?
Because I was walking in because I needed to use your office for something, and she was getting done, and she had food, and she put it in her bag and threw it in the trash. She was wrapping it all up, threw it in the trash. I was like, man, there's still like four bites left. Like, why would you throw that away? And so I pulled it out.
Of what?
It was like a salad.
Oh, you went into the garbage and ate a salad that she had already eaten and thrown away?
Yeah. Listen. I would have kept eating too, but I was in a hurry and headed to a meeting and I couldn't take food with me because it would just be sitting in my car. So he's not wrong. There were still good bites left, but still that's disgusting.
Not like, I know Amy. I know Amy's not spitting on her food or putting it in her mouth and spitting it out. So I feel like Amy's a pretty healthy person, doesn't like...
You went into the garbage and ate a half-eaten salad.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Did you not have food?
Not in any food, man.
Do you watch us eat? See, when we put food in the trash, and then if you liked what we had, go in after it.
I will. Yeah. I pay attention.
That's so weird.
But it was a free meal. It was really a free snack. It didn't fill me up, but it you know, tied me over till I can get somewhere to eat.
So you found someone else put food in the trash. Yeah. I told you your TikTok angle was always to go into the trash and eat food.
I know, and I didn't even film it. I just ate it, and I didn't know. I had no idea anybody saw me, and once she started talking about it, I was like, dang, I got caught.
That's so weird.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Because May is now over, that meant we could award an employee of the month for May. And all I'm going to say is that I'm just so freaking excited. That's it. And that's all I can reveal before you listen to this. But like, also, spoiler, you should congratulate me. Here you go.
Number three.
It's time to name the employee of the month. Here we are, first part of June. We got a name. The MVP of May. By the way, Lunchbox, the reigning employee of the month.
Yeah, it feels so good.
You could repeat.
I could be.
Have we had any repeats?
Abby, maybe?
Yes. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Which was just a sympathy vote.
Each month, I recognize a member of the show. Twice?
Yeah. Oh.
Each month, I recognize a member of the show who brought the best content, had the best attitude, went above and beyond in all aspects of their role.
That describes me to a T.
Lunchbox won it for the first time ever last month.
Been thinking about that since I started at Randall's at 15 years old, the grocery store.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I got it.
Here they put your picture frame up in the break room.
Here are the prizes. You can spin the wheel of cash where you can win anywhere from $1 to $100, except there's a catch, but it's a good catch. I'm going to mark out one of these $1.
Ooh.
And now it's going to say $150.
Oh, 150? Wow.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Serious cash.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
That's employee of the month. If you win that, you can take a spin of the wheel. You can also have self-promotion. 15 seconds, whatever you want to say on the air. Also, you'll get an employee of the month post on the Bobby Bone Show Instagram.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
I should get that anyway.
You, if you choose, can have my parking spot. You can have the use of my parking spot anytime I'm not here. All right, there you go. Lunchbox was the winner for April. Now, what the deal is, I'll go to you. You have 15 seconds to read your speech. And I'll tell you if you're not the employee of the month or hang out for a minute. Okay? Amy.
Okay.
Read me your speech.
Oh, okay. Not even sure what to write about anymore. Last round of this, my rhyme was a bore. But since we have to have something to share just in case, here's to employee of the month finally featuring my face. While I'm thankful to win, we all know it takes a team. There's so much talent on the show, we're bursting at the seam. So to each and every one of you in this room, this award is for you too, so don't look so gloom.
Okay.
Okay, that's Amy. That's Amy's speech.
You said 15 seconds, right?
15, yeah. Okay. Oh, she went over?
Oh, I did.
It made me about 2 hours.
Yeah. Amy?
Yeah.
You did not win.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Didn't get to hang around.
Lunchbox.
Oh, you want me to already read it?
Go ahead and read your speech to us.
I don't want to ruin this, but here we go. Back to back. How do you like that? I can't even remember how dominating I was this past month, but I know the other people in this room have done nothing to dethrone me. A couple of tips for the losers in the room. Be funny and compelling if you want to be employee of the month. Until then, I will sit up here on my throne and look at you, wishing you were me.
You felt like it was going to rhyme, but it just never did.
Yeah, it started with a rhyme.
Yeah. Lunchbox.
Hanging around.
You are hanging around.
I know. Hey, guys, what'd I say? Back to back. How do you like that?
Eddie, read me your speech. Employee of the month. Let's say you win. What do you say?
Yeah. This is how I'm going to start it. Guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I deserve this award. It's been a really weird month for me. You know, I lost the Easy Trivia tiara, so I'm really bummed about that. I forgot to pay my bet at the coffee shop where I had to go bark like a dog. Didn't do that, then I eventually did. So I failed on that. Heck, I even almost lost the state capitol game. But thank God, you know, Morgan's not very smart, so she lost that one.
Oh, that's necessary.
So I promise I will do better next month, though, so come on.
Okay, well, you're not it.
Yeah, so.
That was about the worst speech ever.
And if he was, then you might need to rethink
that. That might kick
it.
Him out for next month, too. His speech was so bad.
Oh, my God, I didn't win this.
Morgan, you're smart, by the way.
Ray, let's say Ray is the winner, if you were. What, your speech goes like what? Let's not forget the news story about the Alabama jail guard. She was almost awarded the Employee of the Month, and then she helped a convicted felon escape prison. That's why you have to give this award to the right person. Amy went to L.A. and left us for dead for multiple days. Lunchbox's best bit was calling a Motel 6 about beer cans and pizza. Dr. Bones, you're a smart man. This award belongs with Sizzon. Huh. Ray. You're eliminated. Morgan.
Dang
it. So, hey, if Morgan gets eliminated, you win again, Lunchbox.
I know.
Yeah.
Go ahead. I like it.
All right.
Okay. I feel so proud to know that I finally won this award. This is now the only achievement that matters to me. It's such an honor to be recognized for all of my hard work this month from Bobby, Mike D, Scuba Steve. Thank you to everyone on the show and all the listeners.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet. Short and sweet.
I didn't throw any punches. I guess I should have.
Yeah, you got to fight other people for it.
Yeah, Rachel said she didn't know about that.
Morgan. You're just rude.
Hang around.
Woo!
We're down to two.
Wow, oh, wow.
Lunchbox and Morgan. I met with my team before the show, which is Mike D and Scuba Steve. We talked about who we thought should be Employee of the Month.
Wow.
Lunchbox, only one person's ever repeated.
And she didn't even get a, she didn't even get a speech this time.
Oh, Abby? Oh, yeah, Abby have a speech.
Abby, clearly not in.
That's Abby, you didn't get it. So just save your, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's how forgotten she is, guys. Like, that's how far she's fallen. I mean,
Abby,
goodness.
Go ahead. Our phone's going to Abby. Go ahead, Abby.
That is sad. Okay. It's not an easy task answering hundreds of calls a day, but it is super rewarding. Like when you help sixth grader Reese with her talent show, her dreams come true there. Listener Merle with his surprising his wife to a trip to Nashville and getting Lunchbox an acting gig that he turns down. So cool. Anyway, I appreciate all the listeners calling in and being loyal. Thank you.
But you know, she doesn't get those
Abby,
people.
Hang around.
No, no.
Wow. A twist.
Hold on. She doesn't get that. They come to her. I mean, they just call in.
She goes to 10,000 calls and saves certain ones. Yeah. I don't see.
Oh, my gosh.
I could have hung up on them.
Right. Abby, could have. Never mind. You're out this time. Oh, we'll see you next month.
Yeah. Just like
all
that? Right.
Just like that. That's all it takes.
I mean, it wasn't that. I mean.
Hey, Morgan, if you win, which prize do you want?
Oh, I want to spin the wheel. Absolutely.
Lunchbox, if you repeat, what prize do you want?
Oh, I definitely am taking the money.
Okay. The winner of Employee of the Month.
Let's spin the wheel!
Wait.
Is...
Let's go! Don't even. Come on, let's go.
You think it's you again?
It absolutely is.
I have it written down, so I'm not deviating from.
It absolutely is. Morgan number two, what did she bring?
A lot. I do so much. Oh, my Lanta.
Couple posts on the internet. All right, great.
Oh,
I post on Twitter, too.
Twitter?
The winner is...
Yeah! Back-to-back jacks! Back-to-back! That's like Michael Jordan, baby!
Lunchbox.
Yeah!
You did not win. Morgan, you won the winner! And here's all the list of things. Here we go. Da, da, da. Her segment highlights include her smell test to see if she had returned from being able to smell stuff from COVID. She revealed a major personal detail that she and her boyfriend have been talking about moving in together, maybe later on this year. She shared recommendations for those shoes that so many listeners keep asking me about, OFOs or whatever they're called. She brought us the crazy story of someone getting their purse stolen with their phone inside of a wedding, and the millennial reviews of Saved by the Bell and Shawshank Redemption, as well as her normal digital job. Morgan, that is why you are Employee of the Month.
I also stood on a street corner.
Okay. No, that's a punishment. That's
how you spend the wheel.
Been rewarded for going to the coffee house. No, it's something you had to do because you lost.
Hey, keep talking crap. It's going to be good karma for me.
Morgan, whatever this lands on is the money you get. On this wheel, there's $1. There's $5. There's $10. There's $20. There's $100.
Oh.
Where's that $100?
$150.
Oh, it's up there. And then there is now a $150.
I'm cheering for $1.
All right, so what's your lunch?
I'm cheering for $1.
Why? It doesn't affect you at all. You don't have to give your money.
I know, but she was rude to me.
Okay.
She was rude to her.
What on earth?
Here we go. Let's spin that wheel!
Come on, baby. Let's go, 150.
On. Why are you cheering for 150?
How cool would that be?
One.
Just something.
100. Oh, my God.
Right next to it.
Dang. It was
That's okay.
It was win the game in one spin. Or two!
Hold on. When I was Employee of the Month, we didn't do
Here
two
we go.
Spins.
Hey,
Here we
watch.
Go. Oh,
every month is different.
Oh, wait. Oh, my gosh. $50!
$50! Yes!
Woo! Congrats,
Heck
Morgan.
Yeah.
$50. Wow, I'm going to pay you right now.
Karma.
Morgan, this is your $50 for being Employee of the Month. Lunchbox, what are you saying over there?
You didn't spin it twice when I was Employee of the Month.
Guess you didn't work as hard as I did.
Yeah, right. Mine was out of this world.
Okay, Morgan, with the EOTM, money is sent. Congratulations. There we go, Employee of the Month. Work hard. And here's the message to everybody else. Work harder. All right.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Hot in the number two spot is the Keith Urban interview. He came into the studio, brought his guitar, talked about so many creative things, his career. He talked about how he finds balance in his life. And he also performed little snippets of covers of different songs. And he talked about the song that he thinks is like the most romantic of all time. And coming from Keith Urban, I think we should all listen to it and play it for our loved ones.
Number two.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good.
We hit right when you were playing a chord on something there. Yeah. When you're at home and you have instruments all over, and I feel like your mind is just always, at least when I've been around, you're just creating all the time. Will you just grab an instrument and be like, oh, I got to get this out of my system, or no? Or at home, not so much, but if you go down into like the studio, that's where you do that.
Anywhere. You know.
Do you have instruments strategically placed like near your toilet where you can just grab it and be like, I got a little song idea here?
I don't have one in the toilet, no.
Because if I could play like you, I think I'd have one everywhere.
You would just never leave the toilet. That's what you're saying, right? Yeah.
Now.
You just hang in there.
I do a lot of good work in the shower.
Right. Yes, ideas come in the shower.
Why do you think that is?
Because you're doing something you don't have to think about and it liberates you and it's a good feeling.
Because I feel like I get my best ideas. At least ideas I feel are strong, are in the shower, or like ideas for like comedy bits or songs for like comedy songs. I'm like, dang, but then what if I'm just like sitting on the couch? I don't have that same like freedom for some reason.
No, I hear you.
Where will you put yourself if you're like, all right, I've got like 3 days to create or think? Like, where will you put yourself to really make sure you can get the best out of you?
Oh, that's a good question. I'm more creative in the morning. I don't really get creative crazy late at night, unless we're touring. And then I find I come off stage and I've got a lot of ideas. I'd love to get in a studio sometimes after a gig.
Do you ever line that up? Or is it something you just feel randomly so you can't really line a studio up after a show?
You can, but I haven't done it. I have done it before, but I haven't done it in a long time. But sometimes that's when you're in the flow, you know, you've just come off stage, everything's flowing.
When you're on stage, do you ever get a couple of ideas for a song? You're like, I have to remember this. I'm playing a song that everybody knows, but I just had a great idea. Would you ever jot something down or talking to be like, hey, remember the idea here? I got a song called Love on a Butterfly. Or would that ever happen?
What's the title?
Love on a Butterfly.
Love on a Butterfly.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah. Play along. I'll sing it for you. I was floating early one morning. I was reaching for the sky. I didn't know that what I had was love on a butterfly.
Oh, it's
thank
so
you.
Sad.
Wow.
And it just flew away.
And then it died. No, it got swatted and died. Yes.
Right.
Quick song. Does that ever happen where you're up there and you're like,
metaphor there,
I got a great idea, but I got to save it?
At soundcheck, it happens a lot. Not in a gig. I've never had it happen in a gig. It's too many things going on in a gig.
Will you ever play at a sound check and kind of work through a song that you're writing and have somebody record it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Any of the good ones come from that?
I think some riffs have come. A lot of riffs have come from that, yeah.
Define a riff. Like a guitar riff or like a vocal?
All the above. Vocal riff. Yeah, melody of some sort, either on guitar, singing, something like that.
After all of these awards and years of performing, it still feels to me that when you do it, like you still find like such purpose in performing.
Right.
Has that gone up or down, or does it, as you move along in your career, are you like super excited to go perform and others not so much? Like you've just done so much.
I feel the same as I always did, like literally zero difference. As far as getting on stage and playing,
I don't feel any difference. How is that possible?
It just is. I mean, literally, because where I grew up in Australia, playing all the pubs and clubs where you walk out to a bunch of crossed arms and people are going, all right, what do you do? Why should I care about this? You know, and you got to come out and get people engaged. That's just in my DNA. So it's never changed.
But
crazy.
Just indulge me for a second. I understand that, but you've been Entertainer of the Year multiples. You've done it all, and there never becomes a point where some of that shakes off and you become a little jaded. Do you have to recheck yourself?
Oh, God, no.
Really?
No. I forget everything in a really good, organic way. I don't push it off. I just don't. I never think about it. I'm always thinking about the next thing, like always.
That is true. I can, on a very small level, vouch for that because I remember once being with you and you're like, this is my album, three albums from now. But I'm like, you're just putting this one out right now. You're like, yeah, but I got this working over here. So when you're putting out a project and we're hearing it, yeah, you're already three steps ahead working on the next thing.
Sometimes, but then those songs don't. And then, you know, you go to make the next album and those songs don't resonate the way they did a year before.
Do you wish you could go back? I'm gonna actually put you on this. If you could go back and re-record one of your big hits.
Oh, that's a good question.
Like, because you hear it now and you're like, ugh. Like, what song would you go back and creatively transform?
Wow, that's a great question, Bobby. I don't think about re-recording anything. I just think about certain songs that didn't get to be singles, which was a bummer.
What would be that song?
Off the last album, a song called Live With that I really hoped was going to be a single, but we're on to the next record.
You're Keith Urban. If you wanted to be a single, you walk in that office, you put your foot down,
right,
yeah, and you say, if you don't make this a single,
yeah,
I'm not going to have an accent anymore. And you threaten them with something that they didn't see coming at all.
Right. So if I threatened you with how long it takes songs to get played, what would happen? What would your reaction be?
Not my problem. That's what I would say. But I would think at this point, when you have a favorite song, you could just say, I want this to be a single, and they'd have to listen.
Yeah, except sometimes you're on to the next thing, you know. It's I know when we had a song called You Look Good In My Shirt, it was going to be the next single off that album. And we had the first single off the next record ready to go. So you go, well, do we come with the fifth single or do we come with the first single off the next record? And so that song just misses its shot.
And you're probably so excited about the next project that you, more times than not, just go, let's just go to the next one, right?
Yeah, it's unusual right now, isn't it? I mean, as far as where songs go, how they live, how they get discovered, what's classified a hit song these days, there's so many metrics for all of that. It's not a straight line like it used to be.
When you talk about singles and, you know, you would like this song, did you ever have a song the label said, hey, this is the song? And you're like, oh, man, I like it, but I don't think it's a single. And then they went with it and it crushed. And you were like, wow, I missed on that one because it's awesome.
Blue Ain't Your Color it's not a song that I didn't think was going to be a single, but I had no idea it would resonate the way it did. No idea. And the label loved it.
And so do you just go, okay, this is what I do with my bosses. You know what? I'm going to do this one because you would like me to do it. But the next time I ask for one, like you owe me one. Do you ever do that with them?
They will. I mean, they always default to letting me sequence things the way that I've always done it, really right from the beginning. But I'm not always right. I get it wrong a lot. I don't know. You know,
interesting.
You know, with your show, do you do bits that you go, this is going to crush today, and you do it, and it's like, okay.
I think I approach them all like, okay, and then we just see what happens.
Right.
You know, yes, there are some times where I'm like, this is
but you must
be really
surprised
fun.
Things that don't work.
I would think so here's the difference. In the studio, I can't really tell because I can't see the people. But when I'm doing stand-up.
Right, right.
And I'm like, this bit is so funny.
Right.
I will write it and be like, this is going to crush. It's going to crush here. It's going to crush here. And then I do it and there's not a peep. That to me stuns because I'm like, but I've done 400 shows, and right. I at this point I feel like I can understand what's funny and what's not. And then there will be times where I don't think a joke is that funny, or it's just a throwaway line, and they will die laughing.
Yeah.
And I'll make a note there, like, oh, do that again.
Yeah.
So yes.
Okay. So when you make a note, do that again. When you do it again, is it as funny?
No.
No.
Never.
I know.
Because whatever it was that I had then. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tone.
Yeah.
Maybe how flippantly I talked. It's never quite as funny.
You know, there's a great expression that says, the only real music is when a baby first cries. After that, the baby knows the mom will come running. It's all show business.
It's all...
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the truth in spontaneity of something. That's why I think every show has to have constant spontaneity, flowing, not myopic repetition of the night before, because it doesn't work. It just doesn't work. We've all been to shows where we're like, that feels a little phoned in.
As someone watching, like a fan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Before I got into this art, I don't think I ever felt it. I thought every show was awesome, and but now I can see it. I think because I'm so inside of it, I would be like, oh, they're not feeling it right now.
Right.
But then I would talk to like other people, and they're like, oh, no, this is the greatest show ever. It's a weird dynamic now watching a show for me. Because I can't really, which is why I don't go to many. The last 5 shows I've been to were all yours, and just watching in your window, just watching you play at home. That's all I do. It's the only show
that
I really like.
Yeah,
that was me.
I saw the bushes rustling.
Let's talk about Wild Hearts for a second, because here we go. We got another one here. I was talking to Brad Tursey, who one of the writers on the song, and he was complimenting you so much as a songwriter because he said, you know, we had this song, him and two of my friends, Eric Pasley and Jen Wayne.
Yeah.
Like, we had written this song and sent it to Keith, and Keith was like, love the hook and the melody. And you can tell me if this is all true or not, but the verses, some of them don't fit me right now. And you were like, can I rewrite it? And he said, yeah. And then I asked him, I put him on the spot. I said, did he rewrite it or did he add a couple words? Mm. And I knew what his answer was going to be. And he goes, no, he rewrote all the verses. And so when that happens and someone sends you a song and you go, dang, like what about the song drew you in? And then what did you feel that made you want to change up some of the lyrics?
I got sent the song by Roxy King at Universal, and I listened to it, and I went, I like it, but it's not staying with me, so I passed on the song. And about 2 weeks later, I woke up one morning singing this chorus of a song, and I go, what is that melody? And it was Wild Hearts. So I got the song back out, listened to it again, and I went, man, I love this chorus, but the verses don't speak to me. But it's it's a song about chasing your dreams, right? You know, going after it no matter what, against all odds. The verses probably need to be a bit more autobiographical for me to make the chorus land properly for me. So I called Roxy and I said, do you think the writers would be okay if I rewrote the verses? I've never done it in my life, ever. Never, ever done this. And they were game for it. So they sent me the track with no words. And then I just wrote the verses.
When you write the verses and it's coming from your story, your mind, your heart, do they just fall out of you at that point? Or do you just spend a lot? Do you spend extra time because you're also working with someone else's canvas?
They just had a good structure. So it was just about being truthful. So, you know, one morning I literally just hit play, got my little pad out, and I'm just writing. And I thought, well, if it's about my particular journey, where did that start? And I went, well, probably when my mom and dad took me to see Johnny Cash when I was 5. Start there. It was like, oh, saw the Man in Black, spotlight in the air, boom. And then it just flowed.
You saw Johnny Cash at 5 years old. Now, how much of that do you actually remember?
I remember, well, the images I remember are kind of in the song. I remember this really the loudest. I mean, you know, I'm only 5. I've never been around a lot of people in these big settings before. It's like 5,000 seat hall, drunk, rowdy, loud, fun people, like really working class where I grew up. That was exciting. Going into the hall, I remember it being deafening in the hall. Now, I don't know where our seats were, probably up the nosebleeds. And then I remember it going pitch black and this big spotlight coming across our heads. And when you're 5, that beam is surreal. I've never seen anything like it. And then it's hitting this guy up on the stage. Everyone's screaming, going crazy. And then I remember looking up at my dad and seeing the way that he was looking at this guy on stage. And probably, I might take a child psychologist to confirm it, probably wondering, what have I got to do to get my dad to look at me that way? So that's why that line in there, you know, heard 1,000 screams, saw my daddy stare, is in the song.
Do you know a lot of Johnny Cash stuff? Since that was such an imprint, like, did it, as a young kid, I want to also learn some stuff from Johnny Cash.
I learned a few of his songs, for sure, but I mean, that voice is so unique, and I didn't have that, not when I started singing and playing at 6, 7, 8 years old. I sounded like Dolly Parton. I could sing in her key, you know, so I sang all of her songs.
What was your front yard like as a kid? I wonder what you're like. You think back, and it's hard for me to think and remember anything earlier than 5 years old. Like, that's probably where it starts for me. Mm. But like, what was the front yard like at your house?
I always think we confuse memories with photographs and vice versa. We moved around all the time. Never owned a house, just rented and moved from house to house to house all the time.
So it is a constant change of front.
Yeah.
Do you have a home that you feel like is like, if I were like, what's the house you consider yourself that you grew up in? Can you picture that house? Or were you moving so much?
We moved all the time. I went to, I think, 6 different schools in about 5 years.
Dang, 6 schools. Mm. So did you learn how to, moving so much, meeting a lot of new people, you constantly had to make new friends. Mm. Did that make you withdraw more into music, or did it create some sort of, you can now blend in with anyone and you can now kind of assimilate, no problem?
I think it was a bit of both. And the guitar was really helpful. I mean, you know, it's a physical thing. It's like the security blanket right there in front of you, this little protective shield. So it was helpful for that. And it had mixed benefits. When you're a boy in a school and you play the guitar and sing and have long hair like I did, it's a mixed blessing.
Were you a small kid?
Yeah.
When did you grow?
Tuesday.
Yeah,
last Tuesday.
I felt that one. I kind of set you up for that one right there. Yes. So here's the 3 things. I want to know what makes you happy: personal, professional, and then you get kind of a grab bag. You can pick whatever you want. But so, what makes you genuinely happy right now, Keith Urban, who we see has it all, right? But seeing it isn't always real life, right?
It
definitely isn't at all. But what makes you happy right now at this stage of your career and your life?
All of it. The balance that I've found and can maintain better than ever between work and home life, because it's complicated for anybody. Family, work, different. You've only got so much of your time. Where does it go? How much do you give to writing songs, being with your family, touring, doing this, so I think being able to balance that better than I used to.
So what's the key then? Because that's honestly the biggest struggle that I have right now.
Right.
Been married a year, basically. Mm. And my struggle is figuring out how to balance, because I've never had to balance.
Exactly.
I've been extremely selfish in that it's just always been about me.
Sure.
Not that I want to keep everything, but it's like I only have to worry about me my whole life.
Yeah.
And now I don't just have to worry about me. It's worry. I have to actually care and like want to lift the other person up, right? My wife.
Mm.
So what's that advice you would give me then? Because balance is tough for me.
Yeah. It's never achieved. It's just maintained. And that to me was a shock. Like, you mean I got to do it all the time? Like, I wasn't used to maintaining anything. I was terrible at it.
Yeah, giving stuff up or passing opportunities has been a very difficult one, because I feel like I've just worked so hard to get any opportunity at all, right? Just scratching, clawing. And then you start to get them. And then now I'm going, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't do this, because what I can do is I can create some balance. But that's been very difficult. Was that something with you where you're like, dang, I could go do this show or this, but this is also as important because I'm investing into the relationship. Was that just a place that you got to one day and it made sense? Or is that still something you constantly have to focus on?
Sort of a bit of everything. I mean, definitely stuff goes out of whack, you know, all the time. And I think the only difference is the speed of which I correct things, or the fact that I actually do correct it. You know, that's the thing that's changed in my life. I never used to recognize things falling out of balance. It's terrible.
How do you recognize it now? Because I'm told. That's how I recognize it now.
Yeah.
I'm told. It's out of balance. I'm sorry. I'm learning.
Sure.
Yes.
And then you just have this feeling that happens where you start to be with somebody that you go, I can feel like I'm dropping the ball here.
I just feel like it all the time, but it's when I don't, when I'm like, oh, I'm actually doing pretty good here.
Right.
Keith Urban is here.
What have you learned in your year of marriage, Bobby?
That's a great question. A lot. I have learned that I am not the sun and all the planets revolve around the sun. Because I have just been able to be the son in good times and bad. Meaning, as a kid, all the way up into my early 20s, I was the surviving son. Meaning, I had to survive. Everything was about me just trying to have money to pay rent or eat or school clothes, and it was all about what I could. But now, I don't have to be the sun anymore. I think a lot of me being the sun in the solar system was, it was forced. Everything had to rotate around me because it was a necessity that I just look out for me or I wouldn't survive.
Yeah.
Now,
that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't have to be the sun anymore. And it is a relief as much as it is difficult at times. So,
well, you can't just turn it off, right?
Correct. And that is uncomfortable sometimes, but it's a good, you don't grow without having some uncomfortability in anything. You just don't, you know, human, you get taller, it hurts. You learn a skill, it sucks because you're not good at it at first, right? So to grow, you've got to have a little bit of uncomfortability. And that to me has been what I've learned is that I don't have to do everything by myself. I don't have to be the sun.
Right.
I can roll and be a Batman Robin. And sometimes I'm Robin and sometimes I'm Batman, and that's okay. So that's what I'm still learning. So yeah, that's the situation there.
I'm picturing you in tights now. It's just a very awkward vision.
You don't have to picture. I'll send you a picture of it. You don't have to picture in your head. Yeah, I've got a couple pictures of me in tights. So.
Please don't.
Listen, we've talked a long time. I know you have your guitar over here, and I don't have anything crazy planned, but would you mind grabbing it for a second?
Yeah.
We were talking about, I'm going to put you a little bit on the spot here because I feel comfortable enough to do that. We were talking on the show maybe a week or so ago about the most romantic songs of all time, not just country, but just period. And I had picked The Pretenders, I'll Stand By You, which is just a great song.
It's a great song.
Often overlooked. I picked The Beach Boys, God Only Knows. God Only Knows. Oh, yeah. If I were to ask you, and you have your guitar, and if you can think of...
What a great opening line of that song, by the way.
Go ahead.
I may not always love you.
I may not always love you.
As long as there are stars above you, you'll have no need to doubt it. I'll make you sure about it. Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that such a great song?
Unbelievable lyric.
So what's the most romantic song, two parts, that you have? And just give me a little 15, 20, 30 seconds of it. And then period in your mind.
I've been asked that question before, and did I lose my mic?
No, you're there.
You may
have pulled your headphones out.
I lost my headphones. God Only Knows was always my number one song for, I think, one of the greatest love songs ever.
Basically, we're the same person musically, Keith Urban and myself. Oh, you just heard it here.
It's true, because it's just such a, that opening line always grabbed me. I may not always love you. It's like, what? That's a love song? But then when you hear the rest of it, you say, oh my gosh. Yeah, that's it. That's the best one ever.
But what about yours now? In your arsenal, you have to look at it objectively. What is your most romantic song?
My most romantic song. Oh, I don't know. I maybe not the one to ask that of, right?
But you are, because I'm asking you. And you're
don't,
here.
Don't leave me hanging, Keith.
You are.
Don't leave me hanging.
Because we're here.
Yeah. I can't pick one.
Okay.
I can't pick one. I think Making Memories, which I didn't write, that's a Rodney Crowell song, but I think that's one of the most beautiful songs.
Give me a little bit of Making Memories. Just Keith Urban's here.
Sure, hang on a second.
He just learned how to play the guitar today. It's just exciting. What are you looking for, a pick?
I was looking for my keys. It's on the, actually.
Oh.
There, no, hang on, that's my keys. I thought it was really prepared.
This is like a comedy bit where he's pulling out all these things. Oh, well.
The rabbit
well, here's
comes
the,
out.
Here's the art of war. Well, crap. All right, here's...
I swear, I brought it in, didn't
do
I?
Do you want a capo?
Yeah.
Eddie, do you have one?
I don't have one.
Okay, we won't even
that's
do...
insane. Oh, look, it's here in my pocket. There it is. Yeah.
What all do you have in your
He's
pocket?
He's got it. Found it. How big are those pockets that you can't find it on first grasp?
What else is in
How
there?
How small is the capo?
Because it's not small.
It's very thin.
That's funny.
I'm gonna be here for you, baby. I'll be a man of my word. Speak the language in a voice that you have never heard. I wanna sleep with you forever. I wanna die in your arms. In a cabin by a meadow where the wild bees swarm. Oh yeah. And I'm gonna love you
like nobody loves you. I learned your trust-making memories of us.
That's so good. God, dang. When I think of those songs, too, that make me feel like that, and again, it doesn't sound like a love song at first, but Ain't No Sunshine is maybe
the greatest
love song of all time, but people don't think about it as that. Are you about to hit it?
I've never played it with you.
It's not warm when she's away.
That's too high, isn't it? That's a beautiful song. Wait a minute.
No sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
It's crazy how you can just go, and not to you, crazy to me that you can just go, let me just figure this thing out. Was that something that you, it didn't come naturally, and I don't mean it as that because you've put a lot of work into your craft, but do you find that it's easier to identify sounds than some of your peers, and even worse than some of your others, based on just like natural instinct? Because some people can run faster than others, right? You can train all day, you can't run as fast as some folks.
Right.
Where do you fall in that spectrum of your mind just understanding music? The more you learn, the more you actually can do.
I think it's balance, actually. I think you can know too much and get in the way of creativity.
Are there people that you know, let me ask this a different way, that can hear and figure it out quicker and better than you can? Like just hearing it going, oh, no, 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 no. And you're like, wow, I can't believe they just figured that out.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Because I did that to you.
Yeah.
And you do that to other people and you go, wow, I cannot believe they just figured that out by hearing that one time and then now they know the whole song.
Yeah. No, there's some people have that skill. They just, I mean, in the sessions, you see a lot of the session leaders just charting out the song as it's going.
But you have that skill. Like you just said, let me figure this out, and you went all the way up and found it.
Sure.
Do you understand that you have that, or are you so good you don't even know? It's like being good looking. Like maybe you don't even know how good looking you are.
I mean, if you played it back, you'd know I hit a wrong chord here, and within a second found the right one.
Okay, Keith Urban, check out the live shows, dude. It's the best you will see. I've said it many times. Wild Hearts going for number one. What's next after this? Is it another single from the project? Are we moving on?
Brand new. Okay. Brand new music.
You heard it here.
Yeah.
Okay, Keith, great to see you. You're my favorite.
Too, Robbie. Always. All
everybody,
you guys.
Everybody
you.
Say bye to Keith.
Bye, Keith.
And that's showbiz, baby.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
And naturally, at the number one spot, it is when I got punished on the show this week. Feels weird having a segment that is something I'm involved in at the number one spot, but you guys loved it so much because I got punished for not knowing the state capitals, which, as I was talking with Eddie about, you know, most people don't, okay? So, but I got punished anyway, and I had to stand on a street corner with a sign that read, "I am a disappointment to my friends and family," for 30 minutes, and I mean, it was a good time. Good time was had by all except me. That's true. So I'm just going to let you enjoy this for yourself, because I'm going to get out of the studio while this segment plays again.
Number one.
Okay, Morgan's out on the street and she is holding a sign. And on that sign says, "I'm an embarrassment to my friends and family." And you can watch her on our live stream. If you go over to our Facebook page, just search for The Bobby Bone Show. You can follow us over there. But she's out there now. And if you happen to drive and you're happy to see her, you happen to see her, be nice to her. Oh, she's holding it. Hey, Morgan, can you hear me at all? Because I'm looking at her and she's holding the sign like below her shoulders. I need her to hold it proudly above her head.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, Morgan, are people looking at you when they drive by?
Yes. I've had several people give me a thumbs up, a thumbs down, somebody stopped to take a picture of me. Mm-hmm. Going great.
Yeah, I'm watching you here on our Facebook page. And if you, yeah, just hold it above. There you go. Be proud. There she is. She's holding it above her head now. Yeah. Okay.
I'm crying. My arm is tired already.
I wonder why someone would give her a thumbs up, though. I kind of question them as humans. If someone's holding a sign as punishment, "I'm an embarrassment to my family and friends," do you go, "Hey, yeah, I like it"? What, Morgan?
I'm just getting a lot of people, if I make eye contact, they start laughing at me because they don't know what else to do.
Well, you have about 10 minutes, so stay out there and hold that sign up, and we'll have people go watch you on Facebook, and we'll see you back inside soon. Don't get hit by a car. That dump truck looked awfully close.
Yeah, it did.
Okay, I'll be careful.
All right, Morgan's out there. We'll check with her one more time before we go away. So I do want to update you guys on what happened here after a show when Lunchbox was following up on a segment. So back in the news a few weeks ago, the guy who was in jail, him and the woman that was basically running the jail, they escaped together. And they traveled all over America, and we kept searching for them. And finally, I believe in Indiana, they
found Evansville,
them.
Indiana.
And it ended tragically, but there was a hotel room that they were staying in, and Lunchbox had the story that people were staying there and paying all this money to go stay there. So he called to try to book the room. We have all this audio. We can't play because they said we couldn't play. But tell me what happened.
So I called, and at first it was just kind of a joke because it was like, oh, you know, 60 people on the reservation list. I'm going to try to get on the reservation list. And I called, and the lady said, there are no reservations, but it's $100 a night.
What is it normally?
$68 a night.
So they were charging more for it.
They are charging more, and she said a lot of people are coming to that room because they want good energy. She goes, and if you ask me, there is no such thing as good energy.
Why would you want good energy staying in a room for people who escape jail?
And that's what she said. She was like, I don't know what they're talking about. It is just so weird. And I said, oh, so is it like the same furniture? She goes, oh, it's the same furniture. We didn't take any of the furniture, but we do have all the beer cans, the pizza boxes, their suitcases, their clothes, and they're going to sell them on eBay.
They are?
Yes.
But why would someone want that? And also, that story came and went so quickly. Like, it was interesting to us as it happened, because there she is, a celebrated woman in uniform who had been graded her job and won, like, Employee of the Month and year over and over again.
Like, five times.
And then there's a prisoner. They fall in love. She helps him escape. They're on the run. And it's a bit of a romantic story in the way of, look at them on the run from the law. And you don't want him to escape because he needs to be in jail. He's a bad dude. But then she ended up shooting herself and killing herself. And
yes.
So now the story is tragic and sad.
Yeah, that energy is not.
And but How crazy is it that they... Here's my thing. You're the most wanted people in America, and you're kicked back drinking beers.
I don't know, they were the most... They may have been the most famous right at that time. I think there were people... There are people that we want a little more than them.
At that time. But I'm saying, you think you would be on your... Like, on cue. Like, oh my gosh, on alert. Instead, you're sitting back drinking, and they had different kinds of beer, not just one kind, and they ordered Domino's pizza, just so you know.
Oh, you went hard on the info.
Oh, I was finding out all this stuff.
You're the guy that'll buy her dress, huh?
Yes. And they had the suitcase full of clothes, and they were going to auction all that off on eBay. At some point. They don't know when.
I'm surprised that the police don't confiscate.
That's what I said. And she was like, and she did say, but what is sad is that so many people call here and yell at us like it's our fault. She was like, how are we supposed to know that they're staying at our hotel? And she was like, and she goes, so enough is enough. People need to quit calling.
And then they said you couldn't use that audio.
Yeah.
Including you.
Yeah. That's true. You did call too.
Yes, but it's
crazy. They are charging more for that room, which is weird. And they are going to sell the clothes of those people, which is weird. But I guess even weirder is people who want to buy it and who want to stay in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I thought, man, we should buy like the pizza box or
something.
We
should not.
No, we get a mouse in your pocket, buddy, because we ain't doing that over here. Here is, let's do voicemail number 4. This is Rick from California.
I was just hoping for maybe an update on Amy's package that was delivered to her house. I thought we were going to get a final update or something around May or so. It's almost June.
So a long time ago, Amy came to me and said, hey, I want to talk about the story on the air. And I said, what's that story? She said, well, this was sent. And I got the package. And she told me what it was in more details. And I said, Amy, I don't think you should share that story on air. She's like, really? And so we almost did it. I had it on the list here, things to talk about. And last minute, I was like, I don't think we should talk about it. Seems dangerous. No, this is a year ago.
Oh, okay, yeah, okay.
I said, seems dangerous. And so a few months went by, and then I was like, you know, maybe it's safe now. But then Amy talked to our head of security, and he was like, don't talk about it. It's dangerous, right?
Yes.
So I said we would check back on June 1st, which is tomorrow, to see if you wanted to update or give us any detail about the package that was sent to your house.
Not yet.
None?
I feel like it got set back whenever, like, you and Lunchbox, y'all don't want to talk about what you found in your storage unit. And it's like a similar fear that, like, if I put something out there, then I'm the known person connected to it. And then what if they come and find me?
What if you don't say exactly what it was, but you give a general... We can generalize.
Okay, well, how would y'all generalize?
Okay, I would say when we bought the storage unit and we had seen there were a bunch of shoes and clothes, right? When we... got all the stuff out. Mm-hmm. Turns out there was some stuff in there that would lead you to believe that there were some nefarious actions going on by the people that had that storage unit.
Okay.
What is nefarious?
like
illegal?
Sketchy?
Okay. Illegal?
I used to have to look things up.
I wouldn't even know how to spell that, dude.
Get the dictionary.
So I would say that there were things in it that were absolutely related to criminal activity.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Same. Mm-hmm. Mine, what was delivered to us or how we ended up with this box, I'm still not sure, but it was definitely not within the law.
So something was sent to you that wasn't legal.
Correct.
Okay. See, we're getting baby steps.
Did it show up?
The show doesn't even know what Amy
no
idea.
No clue.
Did it show up just like your regular mail?
No, we have a UPS box. And it was in our box.
So it came through UPS?
That's what we use as our primary mailing address. And because it looks like an apartment, but it's not. But it was there waiting for us. And we think maybe some activity is running through our UPS store. And somehow we ended up accidentally with the box because of a similar name mix up.
Did you take it home?
Yes. And it was unpacked. And then...
And did you freak out when you saw it or did it take a second to realize what it was?
Freaked out, and I'm not going to say what happens next.
Okay, good. You can stop at any time.
But just know that I don't have it, so don't come after
me.
You
don't have it.
No, I don't have it. That's the scary part.
Did you call 911?
I watch enough shows to know that they'll come after it.
But that was a year ago at this point.
Yeah. That's why the longer we wait, the safer I get. Mm-hmm.
They kind of move on with that stuff, right?
With us.
Somebody's probably already died for it.
Oh. Our unit, I don't know what happened to the stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, either do I.
Okay, well, there you have it.
I don't know where it is.
There was something else that
why
coincided.
Why is there so much illegal crap happening around
us? I don't know.
At the time, there was other things happening within our family that I literally thought, I might know someone that I thought someone was using me that I knew, and it was like a really connected thing. Thankfully, that theory was debunked, and I was like, I've been watching too much crime TV, listening to too many crime podcasts, but it's definitely something that is worrisome.
So we got a nibble there.
Yeah.
Okay.
How about Mike, we'll check back in September 1st, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Morgan's on the street. Morgan, we're about to wrap this up. She's been holding a sign, a big white poster board sign that says, I'm an embarrassment to my friends and family. Morgan, how are you feeling right now?
I mean, I'm not feeling very good about myself. One guy looked at me very disgusted and then gave me like a head nod, like he respected what I was doing but was not proud of me.
What do you feel most people think? What's the reason most people think you're out there?
I don't think anyone knows. I'm getting a lot of like hands up in the air asking me what I did, and I just kind of shrug my shoulders. So I don't think any of them know.
I would think if I saw a woman holding that sign out there that her husband caught her cheating and is making him hold that sign.
Ooh.
That's what I would think if I saw that. Ray, what would you think if you saw that?
Well, she's smiling, so then that takes that away. But yes, it seems like an affair to me. So yeah. Maybe some dudes are going to pull over or whatever. I don't know.
Well,
that they think she's down.
She's down.
Oh, like down, guys, like down to cheat. Down. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Why would she be out there holding the sign, trying to like, you know, make up for it?
Oh,
So somebody just drove by and like asked if this has to be a joke, right? Her mouth was like all the way dropped to the floor. She couldn't imagine what was happening.
It sounded like a dude.
Yeah, it sounded like a dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was a guy and a girl.
All right.
And I saw Ray's wife. She drove by.
Hey-o.
Cool.
That had a lot to the story.
That's good. I like that.
good tips.
All right, Morgan, awesome. You have served your time. Go ahead and put your sign up and come on back in.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
That's funny.
Hey, that's just in. She's all bae.
Hey, pretty cool. Going to work.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
That's it, y'all. Thanks for checking out the best bits this weekend. This was just the bits. Don't forget, check out part one with Eddie. We talked about so many things. Also, there's some new food worlds. And I got trolled by my own family members. So you got to make sure you hear that part too. So y'all have a fabulous weekend. I love you guys so much. Please hit me up in the DMs. If you guys are listening to the podcast, tag me. I'll reshare it or let me know what you like and don't like respectfully. I love getting the feedback. So check me out at WebGirlMorgan, all the things, at Bobby Bones Show for all types of content, not even just these 7 bits. There's so much more out there. So make sure you check that out and at BobbyBones.com. Y'all, bye.
The Bobby Bones Show. Uh-huh.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.